Shamala from Sweetest Friends. This year should be a special schus for Avimar and Imi Marasi Shemichyo. For the schus Moshe Rabin Peshidin Raisa Moshe Mordechai. Harav Baruch Hurst Ben Sarat Sipora. Harav Avram Yosef Ben Chana. We are continuing our incredible series that we thank the Rabbanu Shalom that we're able to give on the Agados Hashas, Agados now in the Sechet Shabbos. Al Pi Toras Meinu Rabbeinu, Mo'ol Yisrael Vikdosho, HaKohen HaGadol Me'echav, Maran HaRav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, Zecher Tzadik VeKadosh Livracha. This is in the Ein Ayan Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Os Kuf Samach. Omar Rova, B'shar Shemachnisim Es Adam L'Din, Oimrim Loi, when they bring somebody into judgment, every person, when we go to judgment, but it said to us these questions: Nasata v'nasata v'emuna, kavati v'm l'torah, sakti v'ir v'rivya, tzipisa v'ishua, v'tachta v'chachma, yivanta dover mitoch dover. These are the questions that he's asked. So there's a lot of talk. People quote this Gemara a lot. Kavati v'm l'torah, it's a big thing where you koveitim. Osek v'pir v'rivya, did you try to have children? Did you wait for the Yeshua? We're coming off of Tisha B'Av now. It's a big avoda, not only during the 3 weeks and the 9 days, but all year long, Tzipis El Yeshua. But I must say, when people read this Gemara, they just gloss over the Amar Rabbah B'Shah Shemachnis and his Adam Latin. Before you get to the questions of what the person is asked, first, machnisin is adam ladin. What's the meaning of that? It's hachnasa ladin. So the Rav has almost two full columns. I'm sure if he would have spoken about it, he could have spoken and written about it for a whole book, what the mashmaos of machnisin is adam ladin is. But here we have two columns in the Sefer. What does it mean, b'shash machnisin is adam ladin? The beautiful thing about learning with the Rav, the Agados, is it doesn't skip over a word. Every word is meduyak lahafli. There's a lesson everywhere. Omer Rav, hargashat ha-machuvim ben ha-chomriim ben ha-ruchaniim kmo ha-pachad, ha-boshet, ha-yagon v'chayotze b'ze hem tzluyim b'kama hem mafriim et ha-seder ha-na'ot. The feeling of pain, whether it's physical pain, spiritual pain, emotional pain, it could be fear, embarrassment, anguish, distress, depend on how much they impede the regular order of things. Hagufaniyo nefshiyo shnei biyachad, physical, emotional, spiritual, or everything together. In other words, you're going to feel something to the extent that it impedes your normal way of being. Shitata atzavim b'tiv'a uchna lahargashot neotot le'arigata v'hargasha afucha mistareha moledet ha-mach'ov lefi erech ha-ipuch. We have shitata atzavim. I think what he means by shitata atzavim is our nervous system. So it was prepared by its nature for the proper feelings. And if we feel something the opposite of what our natural system is supposed to feel, we have pain, to the extent that it's the opposite of what we're supposed to be feeling. The more it's the opposite of what we're supposed to be feeling, the more we suffer. Ha'elokim asata adam yashar. God made man straight. As we see in Ecclesiastes, in the 7th chapter, in the 29th verse. V'anefesh muchenet lahargashot mat'imot l'tchunata. And the soul is prepared for feelings that fit its nature. Bitachon, security, kavod, honor, simcha, joy. That's what the soul, in other words, that's the natural way of the soul. That's what the soul craves, yearns for, needs, desires. That's the natural state of what the soul is supposed to be. והרגשות הללו הן באות על פי סתריה הישרים. והפיכת הסתרים מולידה אותו הרעל והמרירות, החשיכה והאומללה, שמצטיירת בנפש ההולכת כדורנית. These positive feelings that we mentioned before, we gave examples before, of a sense of security and honor, dignity, joy, they come based on the normal way of being. And the opposite of these starim, of these normal, this, the normal order, engenders in a person toxicity, the popular word today, ra'al, mirirus, bitterness, achashecha, darkness, ve'umlala, this sense of being nebuch, unfortunate, shemitztayeret, that is illustrated in a soul that is walking in this very dark place. So, God wants man to be, created man to be, feeling good, positive, upbeat. And that's the Seder HaYashar of man. The opposite of that engenders, when we're not feeling simcha and kavod and bitachon, that engenders a feeling of toxicity and bitterness and darkness. And then we feel really terrible about things. And that's against the nature of what the soul is supposed to be. V'hinei harigashat ha-tzedek v'ha-yosher. Shel kol omko ve'amitato hu ha-tzedek v'ha-yosher ha-eluhi l'chol se'ifav ufratav yuchal ha-adam b'bechirato le'ha'abiv nafsho kol kach b'rtzoto lehimashech achar shrirut libo. The feeling of tzedek and yoshek in all of its depths and truths is, what is tzedek? Tzedek is justice. What is yosher? Yosher is being upright. This feeling of tzedek and yosher, which in all of its depth and truth is the godly tzedek and yosher in all of its details and all of its subcategories, a person can choose to darken, to cloud his soul so much, to make himself so crude and crass, b'rtzoto lehimashech achar shrirut libo, because he chooses to follow the whims of his heart, עד שטובת נפשו התכונה המרגשת את נועם הסדר שבעשות צדק. Until the guy can follow his whims, his desires, his random feelings, and whims, until the soul loses the quality that feels the pleasantness of the order שבעשות צדק ובקלקול דבריה במשפט, of doing justice and navigating his words with justice, with righteousness. ואת כאב העמוק והצרה הניצחת שיש בקלקול ובעיוות משפט, and the deep pain and the eternal suffering, anguish, that there is in the corruption and the perversion and the distortion of justice, כמה הוא הפוך מסדר טבע נפש אנושית הנבראת בצלם אלוקים. This pain that a person feels is the opposite of the proper order of the soul, of the human soul, that was created in the image of God. That's not the way it's supposed to be. We're not supposed to feel this deep pain when we go against this natural feeling of what's right. We're supposed to live according to goodness, justice, and righteousness. And our soul enjoys that. Our soul is uplifted. Our soul thrives when we live according to the way we're supposed to live. But it happens that people forget and they follow the whims of their heart. You know, people have a taivas achila, so they just eat too much and they feel sick about themselves. And they get physically sick because besides the emotional anguish, they're also eating unhealthy. So their arteries are clogged, not getting the proper nutrition. They're eating junk. That's why it's called junk food, because it's junk. So why would people put junk in themselves, which makes them feel like junk and turns their body into junk? There's a lot of junk in their body that their body doesn't need. All that extra fat their body doesn't need. And then they give it to their children. Now, of course, people only have right good intentions. They want their children to feel good, so they give them sweets and things like that. But all too often it's overdone, and it causes the children a lot of harm. Harm to their teeth, harm to their whole body, harm to their psyche. Very bad emotionally when a child is eating too much sugar. So when we go against the Seder of the Bria, whether it's physically, emotionally, spiritually, we feel like garbage, because that's not the way the Tzelem Elokim was made. The Tzelem Elokim was made to go al pi yosher, to control our taivas, not only taivas achila, there's also taivas nashim. People go online, a very large number of people. People you would never use sitting next to them in shul, you'd never know. But when he's not shuckling in Shmon Esrei and screaming after the Chazan Shema Kolenu Hashem Elokeinu Chus V'Rachem Aleinu during Slichas, he's watching disgusting things. And he feels terrible about himself. Why does he feel so terrible? Because he's created B'Tselem Elokim. And B'Tselem Elokim doesn't like that garbage. That's junk for the eyes. That's junk food for the eyes. Yeah. What's junk food? Junk food tastes good the moment you're eating it. It tastes very good. But in the end, it does you a lot of harm. So people are watching this filth. So I'm assuming that at the time they're watching it, they're getting some level of pleasure. But afterwards, they feel like absolute garbage, because they put all that garbage inside of themselves. And then the pain that they feel is the opposite of what the Nefesh HaNoshis is supposed to feel. But they're just so far from where they're supposed to be, they keep immersing themselves in it. אבל אין השכחה הזאת מתמדת כי אם כל זמן שהנפש היא מוגבלת בגבולי הגוף, שתוכל להישפל עד תחתית שפל בעלי החיים השפלים, שדבר אינם לפי הרגשתם עם כל הקודש והנשגב, עם כל צדק ויושב. So this can only happen, this forgetfulness of what the soul is really supposed to be, is only possible when the soul is limited by the body, that it can go so low into the lowest of the low. The lowest of the low. Lower than animals. Animals don't know any better. Human beings know better. And these animals have nothing with what's holy, with what's sublime, with what's just, with what's righteous, with what's upright. Animals don't know, and a human being can go that low, but only when his body is, when his soul is bound by his body. אבל בהתפשט הנפש ממסגר הגבייה, however, when the soul is released, absolved of the closing in of the body, it's released from the jail of the body, it's a certain type of jail for the soul. Because the soul wants one thing, Rabbi say. The soul wants Hashem. That's what the soul yearns for. And then we get into this body, and then all of a sudden we want to sleep, we want to eat, we want to look, we want to buy We live in a society that's consumed by consumerism, buying, buying all day long. We're flooded with advertisements, buy this, buy that. Every storefront window is an advertisement. Every sign is an advertisement. You walk down the street, you see billboards, advertisements. Walk in front of neighborhoods, you see on the walls, buy this, buy that. Advertisement for this and advertisement for that. They put advertising supplements into your mailbox. Pages and pages of things to buy. You go to any website, how does the website make money? Advertisements. Loads of advertisements. A lot of times they don't let you get to any. Anytime you click something, boom, comes an advertisement. First, buy this. And even if you don't buy it, it corrupts you because you're thinking of buying it. Sometimes I see an advertisement and they say, oh, get a new beautiful shaitel. You look so beautiful. So I think to myself, you know, maybe, but I think I look beautiful with my natural hair. So I think I'm going to stick with my natural hair. But just for a second, they convince me, they say, oh, you look so beautiful. And they say, oh, there's a new makeup artist in town. She can make me look so beautiful. I'm like, nah, I think my natural skin is great. I don't really need to do makeup. But you see an advertisement. The advertisements are everywhere. And obviously, not every advertisement is directed at you. But just the very fact we read advertisements and it just puts in our mind, oh, maybe I need this, maybe I need that. Everywhere you see advertisements to buy apartments, buy a house, buy an apartment. Very cheap. Saying the prices for houses now, for apartments, very, very cheap. They've only gone up like 7,000% in the last 5 years. Saying anything beneath $500,000, can't even begin to talk. And we're not talking about people who have so much money. They say, oh, they make it look so beautiful. They see that they don't show you that how this guy's paying every month for 30 years. He's paying off a mortgage. That's not in the advertisement, the 30-year mortgage. They just say how beautiful it is. Yeah, you can go to the bank will help you, everything will be great. And you'll be happy, you'll live happily ever after. You live in a house, everyone knows, that if you live in a house, you live happily ever after. Nobody who owns a house has problems. Right, we have children, they never get sick. Children are always healthy, and they never misbehave, and they never have any troubles in school, and they never have learning disabilities. Everything is because you own your house. So life is perfect. And then they tell you to buy a car. Oh, buy this car, buy that car. And everyone knows that anyone who owns a car has a perfect life. And besides everything else going well, you never get stuck in traffic. The car never breaks down. You never has to bring it in to get fixed. And of course, gas doesn't cost very much, right? It's only gone up 700% in the last month. And he's never bumper to bumper on the George Washington Bridge for Shabbos. Ooh. To get home, is to get to the mountains. So obviously I'm saying this all tongue-in-cheek. People who own homes have problems, just like people who don't own homes have problems. People who own cars have problems, just like people who don't own cars have problems. When you take public transportation, it could be a headache. When you own your own car, it could be a... There's lots of headaches in life. See, human beings have loads and loads of problems, but they convince you, no, if you just buy this item, everything will be great for you. You'll be so happy. And yet we spend so much money and we buy so much stuff, you only know that when you move. Anyone who moves will tell you, wow, I didn't realize how much stuff I had. So much stuff. So we're living in our body, and our body is telling us to buy stuff, to eat stuff, to go places. If you just go on this vacation, you'll be so happy. Everything will be great. Because vacations are just all pleasure. There's no packing before, deciding what to bring, what not to bring, how to fit it all into the suitcase. And then getting to the airport, making your flight, being nervous, all the waiting in the airport, and having your bags checked again and yet again, and being asked all these questions. And more waiting, and more lines, and more lines, and more waiting. Till you finally get on the plane, then you're uncomfortable for a few hours. An hour, 2 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. If you're flying from LA to Israel, 16 hours. Very uncomfortable. You have to share a bathroom. 400 other people, a few bathrooms, not always so clean after a few minutes, as we know. And the food is good, it isn't good. They wake you up. Everyone wants that at 3 in the morning to be woken up to eat dinner. But it's a vacation, it'll be great. It's everything in this world since the Garden of Eden is mixed with good and bad. And life is tough, my rabbi is saying, very tough for all of us. So as long as our soul is in our body is being sent all these messages, all these contradictory messages, to do this, to do that, to buy this, to buy that, to go here, to go there. And then we get immersed in that. We get immersed in that, in this rat race, in this whoever dies with the most toys wins type of philosophy. And that's our culture, Rabbi said. There's no way we can get around it. That's the culture we live in. And I see even people who are very frum, very, very ehrlich. They're also caught in that culture. In malasot. Yesh malasot, but it's hard. Aval bihitpashet ha-nefesh mimasger ha-gviya az hi motzet atzma bekochoteh ha-tivim la. But when the soul is released from the jail of its body, then she finds herself with its in her natural state. Beharigashata hagdola v'hamuka, ki haseder hametuchan shela, hamamshicha lachayim v'laor, hu hamishpat v'hatzedek, shemaasim shal pim hem nemshachim hem mevasisim et matzava, umakayimim et kochotel lefi haseder hativila. The body is released from the soul, then it's in its natural state, with its very great and deep feeling, because its normal order that brings it to life and to light is justice and righteousness. That the deeds upon which the soul is drawn establish its situation and are mekayim its kochos, according to its normal seder. In other words, when we're locked in the body, so then we follow all these bodily things which don't make our soul happy. Yeah, you can buy that, those shoes that you don't need, and you'll feel good for a few minutes, but afterwards you won't feel so great, because your soul's not getting what your soul needs. But once your soul is released from your body, then the soul follows the soul needs. And then the soul lives according to its natural state, which is its healthy state. V'hinei ha'adam הוא נכנס בעצמו בתוך הדין לחוש ולהרגיש איך רע ומר לעזבו את השם. Man goes himself into judgment to feel how bitter it is, how terrible it is that he abandoned Hashem, based on the verse in Jeremiah 2:19. איך רעה ומדקירה היא כל פעולה מעוקלת הבאה מתגרת יד הטיית המשפט הראוי מכל חיוב תורה, חוק ומוסר. How evil and dark it is, any action, any crooked action which comes from distorting justice, from going against chiyuvim of Torah, chiyuvim of law, chiyuvim of musar. When the soul is released from the bondage of the body, it realizes how terrible it was that it abandoned God. ומתוך שאדם נכנס בעצם הווייתו במעמד הרגשות המסירות המרגישות את צדק, את הצדק והמשפט בעצם טבען מטבע עצם הנפש האלוקית ואת הרע של האור והפשע הפוכים מסתרי הישרים, בין ייחוסה לעצמה, בין כלל המציאות המתייחסת לה, כאשר אין אדם, כאשר אין בעולם דבר נבדל ונפרד, שאיננו פועל פועל בדרך קרוב או רחוק מזולתו. וכל לפי רוב התכונה הוא כפי תפיסת המקום במציאות לרע, להרע, ולהיטיב שיש בנושא. So now that the soul is released from the body, he goes into mishpat. And then he feels, he feels the goodness of good. In other words, when we're in this world, we don't always feel the good. Sometimes we do what's right, but it doesn't always feel so good to do what's right. A person fasts. Someone, and he feels good, he did it, he fasted. On the other hand, he's really hungry. He wasn't someone in the mood for the fast. Person davens. Daven, but he doesn't appreciate what davening is. But once he's released from the body, he saw, wow, I did a chesed. I said a good word to a Jew, to anybody. I gave tzedakah. I learned Torah. I was amel in a sugya. I learned the Gemara. I learned the Rambam. I learned the Noitzei Kelim. I tried to understand. I asked. I answered. I was mefalpel. It was incredible. You're going to realize that when you go. And also one's going to realize what it means. He lied. He was deceitful. He spoke negatively. Got angry. Now the soul realizes how terrible that is. And we impact our society, and our society impacts us. And then we realize what an impact we had. I really wish people would realize what a responsibility they have. When they walk out of the door in the morning, they have a responsibility for the world. That everybody they come into contact with, they have to leave that person with a good feeling. Do we think that way when we leave the house in the morning? Every person I come into contact with today, I have to leave with a good feeling. I am here to make the world a better place. That's the Cheshbon HaNefesh, that halavai we should do at the end of the day. How much did I make the world a better place today? Did I bring more ruchnius to the world? Did I bring more joy to the world? Did I bring more light to the world? Meaning? Purpose? Or no? I took care of my needs. I ate, I drank, I showered. I took care of my needs. Paid my bills, and I earned more money for myself. So it's important to shower. It's important to take care of your own needs. It's important to pay your bills and make money. It's all important. But the question is everything about me? Or is everything about making Hashem's world a more godly place? When you're just a soul, you understand that. That's really why you were here. And therefore the good you did is amplified. And the bad that one does is also amplified. לפי המידה שיש בכוחו להוציא על הפועל ושהוא הולך בדרך ההורה, דרך השם כתורה וכמצווה. Anybody who knows the honor and dignity of man and the splendor of his soul that's so elevated that he can go so high in the ladder of wisdom. Of chesed. Of tzedek. Of justice. Of kindness. Going higher and higher. Feels how much the internal human righteousness is something that's drawn and spreads out to him according to his great spiritual reality. Man has the capacity for great things, and man has the obligation to fulfill his capacity. And again, when we're in this world, we don't always realize it, because this world is sending us a conflicting message. The message of this world is very often, it's a dog-eat-dog world. It's a very competitive world. Make sure you get to the top. You're better than everybody else. Make sure that you're successful. Make sure that you're comfortable. You have to be comfortable. The air conditioning has to be just right. It has to be good heating in the winter. Have to invest in the right stocks, in the right real estate, Bitcoin, and whatever it may be, whatever is the latest craze. But that's not what it's about. We have this soul, and the soul knows, and will know even more when we're divested of our bodies, that we're here to do good. When he has these open eyes and he realizes his capacity for goodness, what he could accomplish when he follows the path of God, the path of Torah, the path of mitzvahs. Now that he's dead, now he realizes, oh, the stakes were high. So he goes with these open eyes into din. B'chol mahuto, u'nechnas ladin. V'asha'a hi agdola, hi asha'a shemachnisim et ha'adam ladin. That great time is the time that they bring man into judgment. Umnam ha'adam shekacha כבר צלל את כל הסכבן סכלוק והשגיעה, עד שכבר שכח את טבע הנפש הגדולה, הנהדרה, הנה לולי הכוחות הקיימים ועובדים בדבר מלך עולמים, שמחים את הנפש לשוט ואיתן טבע מציאותה, לא מטעמה ותעופת זוהר הרגשתה, כבר היה נוח לו להשפיל שבט, למי דמות חיי נפשו, מן לא יראה ולא יחוש את כל מרות ועושה משפט. A person who went and floated between foolishness and error until he already forgot the nature of his great soul, his wondrous soul. If not for the powers of God, which force, compel, coerce the soul to return to the nature of its essence, to the depths. Of its reason and the glory of its elevated feelings. It would have been easier for the soul just to go low, to minimize, to diminish the life of its soul, the nature of the life of its soul, in order that it shouldn't see, it shouldn't feel all the bitterness. In other words, man just wants to say, hey, let me just stay down. I don't wanna feel the greatness of who I could have been. That's what it means, hachnasa l'din. The din is, you could have been so great. Were you? Did you live up to your potential? Did you give the world what you had the capacity to give the world? Did you elevate yourself and all those around you? That's what din is. That's when the soul realizes. But the soul would rather say, nah, I'm a nothing, I'm a nobody, I couldn't do anything. I'm so low, I could play handball on the curb. Just let me be, then I don't have to feel all the bitterness. Because a person who doesn't realize his greatness doesn't feel the bitterness. There are many people who walk around and they think that's all I am. What am I? I'm a ball player. That's what I do. I run around after a ball. Throw a ball, I hit a ball. I jump after a ball, I run after a ball, I block the ball. A ball, I'm a ball player. That's all you are? You're just somebody who runs after a ball? One guy throws the ball to the other guy. And then somebody who's guarding the other guys looks at him, he gets really low down to the ground, and he spreads out his arms. And he takes this really seriously because he has the ball. And you don't want chas v'shalom, that he get the ball in the basket. Then what's going to happen? It'll be terrible. And that's all I am, just a ball player. No, you're not. You're a soul. You're a godly soul. You're holy. You're created in the image of God. It's much higher than just being a ball player. I'm a businessman. I make money. That's all you are? Someone who makes money? When machnisim osaladim, they say, no. You are much bigger. You were given talents to make, to bring light to the world, to bring goodness to the world, to bring justice to the world, to bring righteousness to the world, to bring kedusha to the world. Everybody on their own level. Listen, not everybody is the Baba Sali. Not everybody is Rav Moshe Feinstein or the Chofetz Chaim. They're obviously levels, they're madrigas of neshamas. You see, some people have very elevated souls, very, very spiritual, spiritually inclined people. Some people are very emotionally attuned. Some people are very, very extremely kind. They have an open heart. They just love doing chesed. They love helping. They're very loving, warm people. Okay, not everybody's on that level. But everybody on their own level could do, could be, could help. Nobody wants to be bad. Bad people are miserable. You'll never find a person who's evil who's happy. Evil people are miserable. They're angry. They're bitter. So when you're machnisim osoludin, this is who I am. This is the emes. You're looking the truth in the face, and that can bring you down. That can make you feel miserable. Say, oh my gosh, I had all of that. You know, it's like imagine a person goes through his whole life. He's mamish poor. He can't pay the bills. Can't make ends meet. Goes. He begs. He asks for money. People are mevazeh him. He works. After all, if he works double shifts and his wife works double shifts, he still can't make ends meet. Rahman al-Islam. And it turns out that unbeknownst to him, he had a bank account with his name on it. And he had millions of dollars. He could have lived it up his whole life. Could have done so, he could have enjoyed life so much. His life could have been so, but he just didn't know it was there. Isn't that a tragedy? And that's the tragedy of all of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these talents, these abilities. And a lot of times they go to waste. A lot of times we're not even aware of them. And if we are aware, we don't use them. That's what the din is. And God doesn't just let a person stay alone. Don't call an neshama su amar v'yei. Shadim lo yerid la'ad ki ma'lo yale v'yirat p'nei Elokim. Hashem doesn't allow man to sink so low. No. He says that man can go up and see Hashem, see the face of God. Haken be'echrech tashuv ha'nefesh l'makor ha'ora. And therefore, necessarily, the soul is going to return to see the source of light. It'll be bitter for the soul, but how much it changed its time, its taste, going against what it's supposed to be. In the end, the soul is going to go up. That's what the din is. You're right. You're right. For now, it's hard. But in the end, the person is elevated. So God makes sure that nobody gets lost. And therefore they bring person into judgment. It's not what man necessarily wants. That's why it's meduyuk in the lashon. B'shal shemachnisim es ha'adam l'din. It's against his will. It's not l'fi ruchov v'netiyato. Because ba'al karcha atalitein asid litein din b'cheshbon lefnei malach v'nachem lachem l'kadosh baruch hu. In the end, we have to give din whether we like it or not. So it's not so pleasant, but it's really a gift from God. Because ultimately, this din elevates us. This din shows us who we could have been, and brings the emes to us of what's right and what's wrong. And of course, when we see that emes, we're elevated. And the pain, the suffering, the gehenna, if you will, is seeing how far we were from that emes. The terrible, terrible feelings we experienced when we realized what we didn't do. And the wonderful, amazing feelings we experience when we realize what we did to them. Ultimately, that's the goal. The goal of life is to see the emes and come to the truth of God, which is goodness, which is love, which is light, which is kedusha, which is elevation, which is holiness, which is connection. So that's Amar Rava Bishash and Machnisim is Adam Ladin. It's Machnisim, it's against his will. Because now it's bitter. But in the end, it's for his good, his din. Okay, so that is my limited understanding of what the Rav was trying to convey. And hopefully we will continue next time with Omrim Lo. Like people skip over the Omrim Lo, they get right to Nesatav and Nesatav de Amunah. But now, Omrim Lo, what does it mean Omrim Lo? What's Omrim Lo teaching us? So that's, please God, for a future offering. And I thank you so incredibly much for listening. This is, I can't tell you how much I enjoy this. It's really, it's a guidepost for life. And we're so fortunate that we could learn it together. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.